Hello again, my dear friends. Today I want to talk to you about the concept of ascension. Ascension is a universal concept that's present in many religions and spiritual practices. It refers to the idea of transcending the limitations of our physical bodies and reaching a higher state of consciousness. In many traditions, ascension is associated with the idea of enlightenment or awakening. It's the process of shedding our ego and connecting with our true nature, which is divine and infinite. Today, as we gather to reflect on the concept of ascension, let us explore also its relevance to humanity one. Ascension refers to the act of rising to a higher level or position. While it is a term that is often associated with religious and spiritual beliefs, its significance actually transcends these boundaries. We look around us and what do we see but a world filled with challenges and struggles? There is poverty, hunger, conflicts, and inequality. It's so easy to feel overwhelmed and helpless in the face of such problems, but we can remember that we have the power to rise above them. Humanity One is a belief that we are called to action by God to come together and make a positive difference in the world. This idea, however, is grounded in the belief that every human being has a sacred responsibility to do our own individual human part to raise the vibration and frequency of the planet, and indeed the universe. While problems of this world like poverty, hunger, conflicts, and inequality are not within our own individual power to change, what is within our power to change is ourself. This is very exciting news. See, when we talk about ascension in the context of Humanity One, we are talking about a shift in consciousness which naturally results in an effect in the physical world and therefore becomes a metaphysical transformation. We are talking about recognizing that our actions and our inactions have consequences that extend beyond ourselves and our immediate surroundings. And in fact, our thoughts and beliefs determine our actions or inactions. Okay, so what we think and believe creates our actions, and our actions affect our immediate surroundings and beyond. Since our surroundings are a part of the world, by definition, our actions affect the world, and therefore our thoughts and beliefs affect the world. This proves our interconnectedness with all living beings and with the whole of the universe. This tells us we are all a part of God, the Creator. Now, don't get me wrong here. I understand this is not revolutionary. Most of us already know on some deep unconscious level, beyond language or even experience, that there is something greater than us and we are connected to it. In fact, it speaks to us personally on some level at some point in our life. And when this happens, we begin to be drawn toward it and into it. We seek ways to connect with it, to understand it, even to fully merge with it. While prayer, praise, and worship are beautiful ways to try to cultivate a connection to the divine, we really must go beyond this. We really must take responsibility for our own individual life and its pervasive effect on the world. What sort of effect will we have? Will we raise the vibration and frequency of the universe, or will we lower it? Will we contribute to it, or will we squander it? As we work towards this collective ascension, let us also be mindful of the challenges that surely lie ahead. The path of ascension is not an easy one. It requires us to let go of our attachments to material possessions and the illusions of the world. It requires us to face our fears and overcome the obstacles that stand in our path. When we reach a higher state of consciousness, we are able to experience life in a whole new way. We are able to see beyond the limitations of our physical bodies and connect with the essence of all things. As we ascend, we become more aware of our interconnectedness with all living beings. We begin to see that we are all part of a greater whole and that our actions have a ripple effect on the world around us. Change is never easy, and there will be setbacks along the way. Let us have the fortitude to remain committed to the divine, the Creator, our Lord God, to our planet, our universe, and each other. If we wish to reach the ecstasy of a world beyond, we must first work toward bettering the world we're already in. Humanity One offers us a path toward this collective ascension, and it is up to us to take up the challenge and make it a reality. Thank you.